Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. 97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
5:30. It's a quick turnaround. So I started out by saying we plan to run it, you know, uninterrupted, but I had to check with the business people to make sure that we didn't have any commercials in there and we didn't have to cut it in half or something. But for everybody who's been asking, it is as live. In other words, we roll the tape, but it's running just as we do it. So from beginning to end, you'll see every second, and it will be unedited, and we will run it without commercial straight through the first half hour of my show.
Well, that's exciting to hear. Brett Baier going to be interviewing Kamala Harris, and that is to air tomorrow, I believe. I'm going to have to recalibrate my whole this whole week. I'm going to be one day off. Thank you for the time that you granted myself with my family. Big volleyball tournament in Peoria, Illinois, over the weekend. Was excited to participate in that. Take a little extra time off yesterday. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. A huge event in my life yesterday that I will share with you in the 2 o'clock hour. It's like not a huge event in anybody else's life, just the Fry family. And so we'll discuss that in the 2 o'clock hour and see if y'all can relate to that at all. We're going to listen in here in just a second to Donald Trump, who's speaking at the Economic Club of where? Chicago. Over the course of the weekend, I was in Peoria and trying to touch into the news every once in a while when I can. And I saw on Fox News that Donald Trump was going to be in Illinois. Well, I don't know, the one time where they don't just refer to it as Chicago instead of Illinois, but I think that maybe Fox News saw a little bit of benefit of suggesting, you know, Donald Trump's going to Illinois, he's going to New York, he's going to Madison Square Garden, throw Illinois in there. Made my heart skip a beat for a second, and I thought, good grief, I'm in Peoria, where's he going to be? When's he going to be there? Maybe I'll go stop by. Well, it's today, he's in Chicago, and it's with Bloomberg News, and he's talking about tariffs, and we're going to dip into that here in just a minute. I want to set up the show for you, though, today, because at 1:25, we're going to be speaking with Joe Concha. I want to talk to Joe Concha about the, was it the 60 Minutes interview that was, that everything was being put out there, and then all of a sudden It got edited?
Yes, that was a 60 Minutes interview.
So I've been out of practice for four days. Was that... There's no resolution to that, right? Everyone's just holding their breath in that moment.
Right. There's two different videos, and people have basically been screaming from the high heavens every time CBS tweets something to release the transcript. And CBS has not released the transcript.
No. And will they? I don't know. I guess it depends on if they want to be on the side of Donald Trump or not. Should he win or should he lose, or Kamala's good side or bad? That's what journalism has come to today. I'm so excited that Brett Baier is going to have the opportunity to interview Kamala Harris and that we're going to get that unedited. Have we seen, Brad? I'm trying to think of an instance where we've seen Kamala Harris be challenged in a real material way. But have we seen her 30 minutes straight through challenged by a reporter?
I was going to say The View, but not challenged. And not 30 minutes straight through.
Yeah, not interrupted because they have commercial breaks.
Right. No. I don't think so. Maybe that town hall, but I didn't get to watch that and see if there was...
I trust Brett Baier. I think he's fantastic.
Oh, same. I couldn't think of a better person from Fox, because all the right people are mad at him. If that makes sense. You've got people that are on the far left. They're like, this guy is a partisan hack. And you got people on the right saying, this guy is a partisan hack.
He talks to him on Twitter.
Oh, it's fun, too. I've been watching that lately. And Brett Baer, I like Brett Baer. I have kind of an affinity for him. I think that you can get the truth and you will get the truth from him. And he can do it in a way that is pressing, but without being a jerk or rude or sounding, you know, like all the stuff that's off-putting when you hear other people do it.
Sure. He's just a news guy. I feel like I trust him to be more interested in the truth than the political fallout or benefit from an interview with him. I've heard from a lot of you folks on our X account at Annie Fry Show. If you don't follow us there, come join us over there. And some of you are a little concerned about Fox News' Brett Baer being able to do the job. I certainly am not. He does not know that I'm saying this, and he's not going to find out that I'm saying this. I know that we're St. Louis's Fox News Radio affiliate, but I trust him, and I think he'll do a fair job. And it'll be very interesting to see Kamala Harris in a situation that is going to be new, which is what I'm sure the Harris campaign considers to be unfriendly territory, and in a position where the questions they're going to be asked are not going to be chopped up and edited in a way that makes her look good. Doug says on our YouTube chat right now, Brett Baer is a never Trumper, right? Do we truly expect him to challenge Harris if it benefits Trump? Mind blown. I just don't know. Brett Baer is not never Trumper.
I've not seen that. I'm not sure where anybody's getting that.
No, does Brett Baer have a passionate political thought on this election? Maybe.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what it is.
But he's covering the news in a way. Like, I know that, again, I know that we are affiliated with Fox News, but I am so not big enough to have any idea what I'm saying, or for this to get back to him and to benefit from it in any way, shape, or form. I just don't, I would hope that you would trust me to not be selling you something that somebody is trying to make me say, because it's never, legitimately never happened in the course of this show that somebody has put words in my mouth or taken words out of my mouth. I've never been told what to say, what I can say, what I can't say, what I have to say, what I need to push. Other than, like, come to our party that we're having and buy your tickets, that type of stuff. I just think he's fair. And we have to make sure that we're not like the other side, where if Brett Baer asks Donald Trump a challenging question, that is his job. Brett Baer, we can't say that if you're not all in for Trump, that makes you a never Trumper when we're talking about journalists. This is what we're imploring upon the other side of the aisle, the media that they contain. We're imploring them to just ask tough questions on behalf of the American people. So I almost knocked my IC over with wide hand gestures. I just think Brett Baer is the right guy for the job. I'm looking forward to it. And I will give you a fair thought and assessment afterwards, whether I think he let her skate on anything. I don't think he will. But I do also know this personally. When I was in grade school, a couple times in high school, played basketball. And my dad is an official. And every once in a while, the officials wouldn't show up. And my dad would have to officiate the game. Or maybe they couldn't find anyone. So we knew going into it that my dad was going to officiate my game. I probably got called on more fouls in that game than any of the other games I played. Like, I think this is a testament to my dad's character. But he didn't want anybody in the gym to think that he was showing me some sort of favoritism. So I got away with nothing. And usually, I got away with a few things. But not when Dad was the official on the court. And I think a lot of people look at Brett Baer like the official that is like the candidate's uncle. And that he's going to try to press upon Donald Trump in a way that feels just a little extra. Just trying to make sure that they're not pushing themselves in a way that seems slanted in any way, shape, or form. I want to take phone calls. So we were going to listen to this tariff thing on Donald Trump. I think let's keep it queued up and we'll get to that in a little bit here. The YouTube live chat poll for today is, how will Donald Trump finish in the election? We're three weeks away, Brad. In 3 weeks and one day, it's possible that Kamala Harris is yesterday's news, and also possibly the president of the United States. I still think it's going to happen. And by that, I mean, Kamala loses the election, Joe Biden steps down, Kamala Harris is first female president of the United States.
Ooh, I could see that happening. But yeah, 3 weeks away, I'm actually, this is going to sound really crazy. My wife and I have been looking at Illinois early voting. Hans von Spakovsky said that one time when he was on the show that the best way to do is vote early and in person. And Illinois has that option available for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for it to come to the municipal building down by us so that we don't have to drive down to the courthouse to do it.
Yeah.
But and that's supposed to open up here in the next couple days. So I'm getting ready to go cast my vote. But it's wild that it's already that time because it just seems like for, I don't know, the past 2.5, 3 years.
Like my whole life.
Like my entire radio career has kind of been pushing toward this
point. You started on the show in Labor Day weekend, after Labor Day of 21.
September 7th of 2021.
So you started this pretty, like, almost in sync with the Biden administration.
Yeah.
So you've never done radio when Donald Trump's president.
No.
Oh, it's fun.
I hope so.
It's fun.
I hope I get a chance.
If Donald Trump does win, the Annie Frye Show in the past has had great relationships with the people in the Trump administration. We had like people in the cabinet on this show. I'm not going to say like they weren't weekly guests, but when we would ask, they would say, yeah, they can do it. And then we'd plan 3 weeks out or whatever, and we'd get them on the show. It's great for our ability to bring you the truth from the people in the White House making the policy decisions. Of course, that door slammed shut the second Donald Trump lost the election. Our poll for today, if you go to the Annie Frye YouTube channel and you vote, you'll have to tell us, how do you feel? We're 3 weeks out. How will Donald Trump finish the election? Is he going to lose in a landslide? Is he going to lose in a close election, win a close election, or win in a landslide? I want to take your phone calls on this because I haven't been able to talk to y'all in a minute because I've been off. I want to get your take your temperature of how you're feeling about this election. So if you call us at 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797, you can tell us how you're feeling about this particular question, today's YouTube live chat poll. You can also go to the Annie Frye YouTube channel and vote in the live broadcast that's taking place right there on the Annie Frye YouTube channel. How will Donald Trump finish in the election? 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797, if you want to weigh in on the show. We'll take your phone calls as they come in. A couple people have commented so far on the Annie Frye YouTube channel. The first one is from Doug, who, I think that's the same Doug that was saying that Brett Baier is never Trump.
Yes.
He thinks that Trump is going to lose closely, never underestimate the Democrats' steal. Chris says, landslide. Which one? She said, quote, I saw yesterday too big to rig, fingers crossed. I'm starting to think the Dems want him in to fix their mess. Then he gone. Yeah, they'll try. And then Erica said, I voted win, but close. I'm becoming more hopeful that Trump will win, but I always hope for the best and expect the worst. Erica, you and me, girl. You and me. As soon as I get like a little extra hopeful, I'm like, no, stop it. Snap out of it, Annie. The Dems are getting desperate and dangerous. That's what Erica said. So she's a win close. And I'll just add this in here. It's not part of the poll in words, but it is technically how we elect our president. I'm talking about electorally, not popular vote. The popular vote means jack crap. So don't worry about the popular vote. We can lose the popular vote. You can win the election still, and it still counts. It still sticks. So in this poll, we're talking about the Electoral College. How will Donald Trump finish in the election? Give us a call and tell us what you think. We'll go through your phone calls in the next segment, 314-241-9797. Get in line now while the lines are open, 314-241-9797. Donald Trump in Chicago, Illinois today, speaking at the Economic Club of Chicago. We'll cover that. We've got Ethan in for Ryan Wiggins, who has an extra day off today. He's going to do Wiggins America. Joe Concha at 125. But you!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable?
Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Next, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's so great to be back with you. Got to spend a little bit of time on the weekend going with my daughter's volleyball tournament this weekend. And so we had yesterday's Columbus Day. That feels like it means more. Kids get off. Are banks closed on Columbus Day?
I don't know for sure. Maybe I didn't go to the bank yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was off. I was able to take some time off. I'm really getting my feet wet back, getting the news cycle turns over so quickly. And right now, I feel like we're going to talk about some Fox News polls in a little bit. And we've got Joe Concha on with us at 1:25 to really drill down into what he sees happening, his thoughts on our YouTube live chat poll for today's. How will Donald Trump finish in the election? It's a big question that we have, and that's the billion-dollar, maybe the trillion-dollar question at this point, how Donald Trump will fare. Some of you listening need him, want him, are praying for him to win with everything you've got, and some of you listening right now are praying for the opposite. And we understand that. We respect that here. I want to ask you, though, to give us a call and tell us how you do feel about this poll. How will Donald Trump finish in the election? Is he going to lose in a landslide or win in a landslide? Is he going to lose a close election or win a close election? You can, of course, vote on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, the Annie Fry live broadcast right now, or you can call us and tell us what you think. I've got a couple people here holding on the line, a few lines open as well. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. If you'd like to weigh in first, before we get to Rhea's call, let's listen to CNN react to the current state of the election.
All right. So party ID nationally. You go to October, November of 2016, Democrats had a 3-point advantage. You go 4 years ago, Democrats had a 6-point advantage. Look at where we are today, Manu. Republicans with a 1-point advantage. A very different picture, very much mirroring what we see in the party registration numbers in those key battleground states and Pennsylvania in particular.
It actually just shows you, too, why Harris is doing what she's trying to do. She's trying to moderate a little bit on these issues, trying to reach those very voters because the party registration is changing and the demographics of the voters are changing. And those are the people she needs to attract.
Absolutely. And you know, the GOP leads by a point in party identification right now. The average when the Republican Party loses is the Democrats ahead by 8. When the Republican Party wins, the average party ID advantage for Democrats is 3. Republicans right now, Manu, are doing even better than the average when they win. If there's one little nugget that I think Republicans are really hopeful for, it's this party ID and this party registration data. It really points in a good direction for them and for Donald Trump.
Wow.
So that's CNN reacting to the current states, like kind of looking, I would say, looking up for Republicans, but nobody's counting those chickens quite yet. 314-241-9797. How do you think Donald Trump will finish in this election? Give us a call and tell us what you think. And we're going to start today with Rhea. Rhea, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. How do you feel that Donald Trump is going to finish in this election? Rhea, are you there? Hey, Rhea, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get to our other call. If you pick back up, maybe Ethan can check and see if Rhea is listening. She's been home for a little bit, so we understand that. Let's try Linda. Linda, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think? How will Donald Trump finish in the election?
Hi, Annie. I think it's going to be close, but I have a better feeling about him winning because now at his rallies, he's using the big screens and showing the public about the criminals, that the illegals and the crimes they're committing and the murders they've done. And I think it's having a real impact on people because it's very moving, because you get to see the crime on the big screens at his rallies. And it was, I really thought it was great.
Yeah. Linda, when you, have you always been a Donald Trump supporter?
Yes.
What, is there anything about your support or your feelings about him and his ability to be our president that has changed from 2016 to where we are right now?
No, I'm just thinking there might be less fraud, I'm hoping. Mm-hmm. But I think the Democrats are going to do whatever they can to win this election. And it's kind of, it really bothers me because I really think there was a lot of fraud in the last election, especially with the Ruckerbergers and all the money they contributed to the Board of Elections. And I don't know if they're going to be doing anything like that this time.
So, Linda, your feeling about Donald Trump has stayed the same, and you're just hoping for a fair election this time around.
Right, right, okay. Exactly.
Thank you for listening to the show, Linda. We're happy to have you here.
Okay.
Take care. I want to listen to, we're going to get to our next call here in a second, but let's listen to Tim Murtaugh. He's a friend of the Annie Frye Show. He is reacting to the Kamala campaign.
We all know that it has been Kamala Harris's strategy from the very beginning, as soon as they pushed Joe Biden and they cooed him, really, and shoved him off the stage and rammed her in there without very much discussion. She became the candidate. They were hoping to ride the media euphoria and this vibe of joy that she was trying to sell, hoping to ride that all the way to Election Day. But that obviously wasn't working. She is the one who's been hiding, and now she's been forced to come out and do interviews. You know she doesn't want to, but she is the one who's been hiding. There is no way she could keep up with Donald Trump's schedule. No way on earth.
Tim Murtaugh saying that Kamala Harris has been hiding and that the Bret Baier interview is something she doesn't want to do. I think a lot of people are reacting in this way. And Brad, you probably, I don't know if you tweeted this out or if you sent it to me or something, but people are asking the question. And if you want to give us a call, 314-241-9797, and answer this question as well. But Brad, is it overconfidence or is it a fear that the Harris campaign has that results in the Bret Baier interview?
I think it's fear. I think that they, you know, when we had Tim Murtaugh on earlier, what was that, last week sometime?
Mm-hmm.
He came on and you asked him which polls. And he's like, well, we pay a lot of money for internal polling and we pay a lot of money for people not to lie to us.
Yeah.
So they
want to know.
Right. And that's I say this all the time about polling. When you look at the polls, you always got to ask who's commissioning the polls and what are they trying to convince. Well, if a campaign is commissioning a poll, they're trying to figure out where people are for their campaign and know when to adjust. Kamala Harris has been running a campaign that was not making her available. She would go do rallies. She'd hang out with some pop stars. She wouldn't do anything. Something changed within their campaign, and I don't think it's overconfidence because I think that she didn't get the bounce in the polling from the debate. So she wasn't able to make her case of why you should vote for me. It was just mainly like smear Donald Trump, that whole debate. Tim Walz came out there and got his behind thoroughly waxed by J.D. Vance. And so that didn't go well. So then they're like, okay, we do need to reach people. So now they're looking, and I think they're pulling the Mayday handle. I think this is panic and fear. I think they're like not liking what they're seeing on their internal polling.
I don't think that Kamala Harris's folks are going to be able to manipulate in any way, shape, or form what Bret Baier does. And mm-hmm. I think that if they attempt to do it, Bret Baier will absolutely tell the American people that that's what they tried to do.
For sure. I've already seen Bret Baier say in a tweet, I'll release the transcript. I don't have any problem with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're not going to be able to get away with any sort of manipulation or pushing him around. And like I said, I think Bret Baier's fair and honest, and I think that he's going to do a great job on this interview.
This is the Tim Walz response to to the Trump. This is so
We're focused
weird.
On bringing prices down, focusing on the things middle-class families care about, and then focusing on tackling the big issues like Medicare and stay-at-home care for seniors. Those are really innovative ideas.
Yet polls show that many Americans and Pennsylvanians think the economy was better over the Trump administration, and they liked his tax cuts. They helped everyone.
Well, the fact of the matter is that he left with 10 million people out of work, 9 million jobs closed, and we were in the middle of the global pandemic. I don't think people want to go back to tens of thousands of Americans dying.
It's like, try the thing where if Donald Trump wins, then people just die. Throw that at the wall and see if it sticks. 314-241-9797. We've got Paul on the line with us. If you want to join us on the show to answer this question, 314-241-9797. Paul, what do you think? How is Donald Trump going to finish in this election?
Well, ma'am, I hope that he finishes. You know, I think it'll be a close race. I hope that he wins. I don't think there's going to be a landslide without some strange October surprise, but I hope that he does win close race. A little bit about me, just quickly. I'm a Vietnam veteran, combat veteran. I'm a pastor of a Southern Baptist church, and I've also was a licensed therapist for 40 years, working the inner city and trying to help people stay out of crime and stay out of prison. So I've been in all different kinds of places in my life. I have quite a wide perspective, but I just want to share something. I've never called into a radio show before. This is my first time, but I think this election is really very, very critical for our country. And here's what worries me. We've had 60 million babies plus killed by abortion in our country already. There's many states that are going back that way. Even conservative Kansas, Missouri will have number three on the ballot for potential amendments and put abortion back in place in Missouri, pretty much without limits. These trans rights that are going on where we're mutilating children, gets to a point where in the secular world, they say you reap, you know, that what comes around goes around. And then the scripture says you reap what you sow. And that really, really concerns me. God is a very patient, loving God. He extends grace upon grace. But at some point, you kind of get to the point where you get to the end of it. And if we don't turn this around, this election, I'm very, very concerned. Our country, we could really find ourselves in some places you would never imagine America could be. Mm-hmm. And I came up in the 50s and the 60s, so I have a long reflection on this country, and I'm praying for us. My church is praying for us. We're putting out signs for Amendment 3, trying to block this killing of children and mutilation of children. And I don't know how it's going to come out, but I'm just trying to put a word out there. People need to just stop for a minute and get past just the routine talking points and check their hearts out, because I'm going to tell you something. The stuff that we've been doing in this country, if we don't really take a hard look at ourselves and really, I would just say, we really need to pray. I don't have much faith in anything but prayer. A lot of prayer. And so, man, that's all I have to say today.
Paul, I want to ask you one question, because you identified yourself as a pastor, but also somebody here who has the willfulness to call into a radio show. You said you've never called into the show before. We're grateful that you listened to ours and that you shared your voice with us today. There's a lot of conversation taking place, really starting to snowball in the last week, about evangelicals that do not anticipate to vote because they can't stomach the vote for Donald Trump. People who consider themselves to be Christians, Catholics, whatever, who are saying, you know, I can't vote for either one of these two people. And so they're sitting it out. I'm just wondering, you're not in the pulpit right now. You're on a radio show that's talking about news and politics and things that matter. As a pastor, Paul, what do you say to those Christians right now who are conflicted over who they will vote for this November or whether they can vote at all?
Well, ma'am, I've been going through this at my church, and I've had some very candid discussions with my church members. Most of them are on board with my biblical point of view that abortion is murder and mutilating children is just the most horrible sin. These things are just, they're beyond question as to whether they're right or wrong. And if a person truly is a Bible-believing Christian, and I'm Southern Baptist, so we kind of roll with the Bible. I mean, this is what we do. And if you really believe in the scripture, if you really do, there's no way you can compare and contrast these two candidates' positions. Kamala Harris has flip-flopped on so many things, not just the issue of life. I'm calling and I'm advocating for life and safety for children today, which you can take any election and those things always paste me to the wall. Those leave me no room. I'm one of those voters. I vote scripture. And anybody that's going to sit this out, especially in Missouri, and then they're going to watch potentially this election go the wrong way or this Amendment 3 go the wrong way and then read the news about all the children that are going to die in the state of Missouri and going to be mutilated. People, I don't know if people even really realize what an abortion is, where they plunge a tube, a razor sharp tube into a child's brain and suck the brains out of their brain till their brain collapses, till their skull collapses. I don't know if people even really, these people on television, they're afraid to describe what these horrible things are. These things are absolutely horrible. Anybody who says they are a Christian and can't vote for the better of the two people on these issues, they're not reading their Bible, and they're going to have to deal with the Lord on these things. All of us are going to give an answer one day. I'm telling you, every stand before the Lord, and we're going to answer for all of our choices, and what you reap is what you will sow, and it is fixing to happen all over this country and all over this state. I wasn't going to preach, but you turned my switch on.
Heck yeah, I did.
So I'll preach in a minute here, okay?
Book you again next week.
I'm just telling y'all what I think. I love y'all. I love our country. I love Missouri. I love all my church members. God bless all of us. But I sit back at my age up in the 70s and combat and everything that I've been through in my life, and I can't say that anything affects my heart about our country and these kids the way things are today. So I don't have much else to say to you, ma'am. I've said everything I pretty much could say.
Paul, Pastor, thank you for the phone call today. We're very grateful for you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Paul, caller? First time caller. That's the first. Man, you set the bar very high, Pastor. I know that that's going to feel very, to people listening to the show, if you're newer to the show, if you haven't listened to the show a lot, I talk a lot about being a Christian. I talk about it not in a way that I ever want you to feel is preachy, but it's an important part of who I am. Just like, you know, there's a lot of things that are part of our personal identities. The sports teams you cheer for, maybe some sort of charitable organization that you're involved in. Some, you know, your heritage, people who are Italian love to talk and celebrate their Italian heritage, as they should. Irish, you know, if you go through African-American history, like all of the things that people identify, you choose these things that you identify as, that you kind of overemphasize or emphasize, maybe not overemphasize. And, you know, we live in a world where whatever your identity is, your responsibility to the people is to make sure that you tell folks how you identify. You're supposed to make sure people understand who you are, that we're in a very like outward living world. But I think that often Christians are very used to being told, oh, not you. You sit down. It's not your time. Well, I'm a Christian, and that sure sounds like the devil talking to me. So it's like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sit here and say, I'm going to keep this to myself because it's time for other people. Like, it's never time for that. If anything, the time is for everybody to be able to speak what they want, to speak it loudly without threat of violence towards them. If only we had like a really important list of freedoms and rights that we had, and we put that one right at the top. That doesn't exclude me as a Christian. And it certainly doesn't exclude caller Paul, who happens to be a pastor, in a time where one of the main news stories that is out there right now is the idea that Christians are saying, I don't think I can do this one. In my Christian conscience, I don't think that I can step into the voting booth and cast a vote for one of these two candidates for president. There is a very, very important thing that you need to understand in that. Your Christian calling, especially when it comes to your leaders, and I say this off air a lot more than I say it on air, but I say it on air from time to time. Find me the leader. Find me the person who God anointed to lead his people that was flawless. They are ridiculously broken people, ridiculously sinful, broken people, and yet he calls them to lead his people in the Bible over and over and over and over again. I have a theory as a non-theologically, I went to a Lutheran school, glad I did. I've studied the Bible my whole life. I certainly don't study it as much as I should anymore, but I'm working on getting back into that. In my own mind, I kind of think that God chooses very obviously broken people to lead his people so that we can be reminded of the perfect person who saved us from the brokenness. And in a time where one of the leading stories in the news cycle right now, in the political cycle right now, is that there are Christians out there who don't feel like they can, in good Christian conscience, cast a vote for one of these two individuals. Well, I got all day to sit down and talk about the people who you feel in Christian conscience are, air quotes, good enough to earn your vote as a Christian. Because we're talking about two separate things here. We're talking about God's kingdom, and we're talking about this world that we live in, where we have a biblical understanding that God has consistently appointed people to lead his, people, appointed individuals to lead his people on earth. And those are not perfect people. And anytime we start to conflate that Venn diagram of people who can save us, so to speak, on earth from bad policies and bad government and take away our God-given freedoms and work to destroy what God has created on earth, and we try to morph that circle of those individuals, people who could, in good conscience, lead Americans, but also globally, and all the God, this is not like just an American thing, this is an everywhere thing. Try to morph that into the circle of people who have lived a perfect life enough so that we can look at them and consider them good people in the eyes of a broken, dark world. There's only one person in the circle on the right, and there's a bunch of people in the circle on the left, and they don't intersect. That circle on the right can cover all of the darkness and brokenness of the people on the left. But we're talking about different things. And it's important to separate that. I am a Christian. I am unashamed to be a Christian. And I have no problem casting my vote for Donald Trump because I'm not asking him to save my soul. I am asking him to save the country. And I'm okay with that. I hope you are too. Pastor Paul, thank you for calling the show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Now, we normally have Wiggins America here. Ryan Wiggins is off. Ethan was going to do Wiggins America. But we got a phone call. We want to take this just in the essence of being fair and balanced. Of course, somebody who wants to challenge a little bit of what Pastor Paul, who just called us in the last segment, was talking about, imploring people to show up and vote in this election. And we want to have Andy on, who just gave us a call to talk about his side of this story. So, Andy, thank you for calling. The question is, how will Donald Trump finish in the election? But you were calling more, my understanding, to react to what Paul just said on the line in the last segment.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. I think Trump probably loses a close one again. But yeah, I'm one of those Christians that's considering sitting this one out, that can't bring myself to vote for Trump. And I think, yeah, I agree with you. There's no perfect leaders, but he's really far from perfect. It's, you know, he just doesn't have compassion and humility. He's not someone who is seeking redemption or, you know, trying to find a better way. I think he's nothing like the leader that we should be looking for from a character standpoint. I really think that matters. So, you know, no offense to the single issue voters who are locked in on abortion or trans rights or whatever their focus is. I get that's a big segment, but I think if that's your lens, that you're missing the big picture of somebody who's just kind of feels morally bankrupt to me. And I can't tell my teenagers, you know, or my family or friends that I'm supporting someone that I can't get behind.
Andy, I do have a hard break coming up here. So if I have to end this conversation, I'm going to ask you, Brad, to go to 5850, which is 2 minutes longer than we normally do, just so we can have this full conversation as we possibly can. Andy, I want to know, like, if you're talking about single issue voters, if Donald Trump's moral character, as you have seen it, is a problem with you, are you a Republican?
Yes.
You are a Republican. Would you ever muster a vote for Kamala Harris or a Democrat that have run recently?
I think I could be convinced to vote for Kamala almost to make a statement. I think in Missouri, it's kind of throwing my vote away. But
I'm
think
a Trump
I
voter
could.
In Illinois, so I understand that. So, but have you assessed Kamala Harris's moral character as something that is better in your eyes than Donald Trump's moral character?
Well, it's a great question, and I think that it's a lot less clear to me sort of what she stands for and who she is. I'm disappointed how little access we've got to her. She's more of a mystery. And so I guess my vote tends to be more like
not
an anti-Trump vote, if anything else. But I don't know. I'd be hard pressed to believe that she was as bad. I mean, I don't know.
What has Donald Trump done that is...
I don't know that if Donald Trump was in another... If Donald Trump wasn't famous, I don't know that Paul would want him to go to his church. I don't think he'd let him in the door.
I don't... Andy, who needs to be in church?
Oh, listen, I've been a Christian my whole life. It's for people who need help. I totally understand. But I sense that there'd be a lot of judgment about someone who... never admitted wrongdoing, seemed to seek
never
absolutely
wait,
no
but,
redemption.
But specifically, never admitted wrongdoing on what?
Oh, I don't think Donald Trump has admitted being wrong about a single thing in his political career.
But are you talking about his moral character or his political career? Because I don't know a lot of politicians who make public all of the mistakes that they've made.
Yeah, I think his entire spirit is one of, I'm right, and you're an idiot. I mean, and I think that's in his personal life and his political life. He's not somebody that comes forward and says, I've made a policy mistake, and I don't think he'd come forward and say, I made a personal mistake.
Well, I hate that I have to end this call, Andy, and I'm grateful that you're listening, and I'm going to ask you to keep listening, regardless of how your vote ends up this November. I have a lot more to say. Maybe we'll continue the Andy conversation later on in the show. Does that sound good, guys? Brad and Ethan are both in here.
Yeah, I'm up for it.
they want to weigh in. Andy, we appreciate you for calling in, and stay tuned because we're going to discuss this between the three of us a little bit later in the show.
I love it. Hey, thanks for putting me on.
You bet, Andy. Thank you for listening. Let's do it on the other side of the break. Are you guys open for that?
Sounds good.
Because I understand where he's coming from, but... here's the key thing. I'm going to put the ball on the tee for our conversation when we go into the next hour. There is an entire well-funded apparatus invested in making sure that that's the thing that Andy thinks about the most. And that you don't even pay attention to the man behind the curtain, the woman behind the curtain, Kamala Harris. But we all have to make our decisions based on what we think is morally right. What's yours? We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.